Slimy was tied up and left on the floor. Somehow, Slimy managed to find the courage not to panic. And the reason? Pretty obvious. Once he knew that this was a Maisa Hashgacha, divine providence, he knew that Hashem would be with him. And that gave him a lot of courage. Ah, yes. Now, where was I? Of course. He scribbled in the dust using Hebrew letters to leave a message. The gang packed up and left the warehouse, leaving it deserted once again. When Rabbi Gittharz realized that Shloimeh was still not back from recess, he sent out some boys to look for him, but with no success. The principal, Rabbi Glickenberg, called the police. Rabbi Glickenberg, Rabbi Gittharz, and the police, and Shloimeh's class as well, were now out in the schoolyard with Shloimeh's father on the way.
Okay, now, you boys, you telling me that the last time you saw Shloimeh was at the end of the recess? And that's when he was, like, climbing over that fence to get the ball, right?
Yup, that's right, Mr. Sheriff.
I see. Okay. Then I guess I'll have to send my deputy here to go back to the station house to bring a bolt cutter to cut through this fence here.
Excuse me, Mr. Sheriff, but there's no time for that. If our friend is in danger, every second counts. Do me a favor, please step aside while I just rip open this fence.
You're gonna what?
You heard. I said I'm gonna rip open the fence.
Did I hear right? I mean, this kid who's maybe like 11 years old.
I'm not 11. I am 12 years old.
Okay. 12 years old. Did he just say he's gonna rip open this here chain link fence? Yeah, like right.
That's what the little kid said, Sheriff McBride.
Without saying another word, Mendy Bendy reached for the bottom of the fence and pulled upwards. The sheriff and his deputy couldn't believe their eyes.
Did I just see what I just saw? Hey, kid. Are you sure you're only 12 years old?
Sheriff McBride, I can assure you that this boy is only 12 years old. His family received a very special blessing from a very holy rabbi. There is a good reason why he is called Mendy Bendy.
I see what you mean. Okay, now. All right, now. This may be dangerous.
Dangerous. Sheriff, I think I'll wait here, and I'll watch if nothing happens to the patrol car and to the donuts, okay? I'll save you a piece, don't worry.
Deputy Dylan, you're coming with me. You two rabbis, stay close behind. Mendy Bendy, you can stay close to me now. That's for sure. Somehow, I don't think that I have to worry about you. Oh, no. There's a padlock on the door. Oh, well. There's probably no one inside there, you know, so I guess this was a false lead.
Mr. Sheriff, there's no padlock on the door anymore.
Oh? Oh, no, not again. How on earth did you do that? Are you really sure you're only 12 years old?
Yep.
Well. Take a look what we got here. Yep. There were people here, all right. From the looks of things, looks like they were here very recently. Look at all this food over here. Looks like they took some food from a takeout place.
They
didn't leave me over any good piece here. Well, let me take a look now, see what's going on more. Let me just move this over here. Well, take a look at this. From the looks of things over here, it looks like they were in a pretty big rush. Hey, Deputy Dylan, get over here. We need to spread out and look for some evidence or any kind of clue that may lead us to the people who were here. You got that? Now, maybe they accidentally, you know, maybe they left their address to where they're heading to. You know what I mean? Hey, come on, let's look around. Come on, let's go. Don't be lazy, Deputy. Come on, let's go.
Wait, stop! Deputy Dylan! Don't move!
What do I do? I'm about to step on a landmine or something. What do I do? I ain't moving.
No, Mr. Deputy Dylan. There's no landmine where you're about to step. I can tell my friend Slimy was here. He must have been caught snooping around and was captured by a gang of bad guys.
Oh, yeah? How do you know all this, Mandy?
Because when Slimy's kidnappers weren't looking, he wrote a message in Hebrew with his finger in the dust.
Oh, really? What does it say?
It says, Hamagar Yehiyeh Moral.
Hamagar Yehiyeh Moral. I don't know what that says there. I don't know how you read that. Just tell me plain simple, what's that supposed to mean?
It means that whoever kidnapped Slimy intends to poison the reservoir.
All right, then. We got ourselves a lead. Let's go, Deputy Dylan. We gotta go and stake out the reservoir water processing plant. Okay, all the rest of you, including you, Mandy, shall go about your business as usual and leave the police work to us. Once Slimy's father comes, you tell him we're following a lead.
The sheriff and his deputy staked out the reservoir water processing plant until 3:30 in the morning.